Back with Colorado Matters, I'm Ryan Warner. Real estate brokers in Aspen didn't think anything could derail their booming market. Then the recession hit. And now, two painful years later, a turnaround appears to be underway. Tim Esten is a broker with a firm in Aspen, and he blogs about the industry. Lately, he's seen some big sales, like Star Mesa Estate, a seven-bedroom home outside of town. It sold for $16 million.
It's a mountain plateau offering absolutely staggering 180-degree views from Mount Sopris to the far west, all the way up to Independence Pass, which is on the east side. It's gorgeous.
And if I lived in this home, who would my neighbors be?
Prince Bandar is in Starwood, which borders Star Mesa, where this property is. Diane Feinstein has a home up on this mesa. She's been a longtime Aspen resident. I think she's been coming here 20, 30 years.
And Prince Bandar that you speak of is Prince Bandar of Saudi Arabia.
That's right.
Tim Esten says this property was one of six homes priced above $14 million that sold in the last month. He says that gives realtors confidence that the Aspen market is starting to pick up again.
The conclusion I draw from it is if one feels that the wealthy are typically in a position to take advantage of great deals, they come into the market first, and then you have a sort of a trickle-down effect to the rest of the market.
And the trickle-down you speak of, you're seeing evidence of that in the lower echelons, I guess? Still pretty high echelon.
It's still pretty high echelon any way you look at it. But certainly we've had an uptick in the condominium market, which has been off about 67% since the market peak in 2006. So the condominium market really has been affected and it's starting to turn. And certainly we are seeing an uptick in the single family home sales as well.
Safe to say that 2010 was better than 2009?
Yes, absolutely.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and realtor and blogger Tim Esten's with us from Aspen. He's talking to us about the resurging real estate market there. What do you think's behind this? Is it that the bottom of the market has finally been reached, or at least that's people's perception?
I think so. I think also there is a sense of growing confidence in the national economy. One of the things that this downturn has proven to us in Aspen is that we are not immune. Prior to this, we had thought we were a pretty safe little mountain hamlet here, but certainly this has revealed otherwise. Much of the local real estate economy here is probably driven by stock market indexes. The stock market is up, doubling in the past 2.5 years. That gives people a good sense of net worth. And also, as the stock market has risen, investors, I believe, are looking for other opportunities and they're turning to real estate. And certainly Aspen is one of the communities that has been on their mind for some time.
Is it still a buyer's market, though?
Absolutely. Inventory levels increased from 2006 about 50%. We still have swelling inventory. There's still a lot of overpriced inventory, stuff that hasn't corrected. There are a number of examples of sellers who have followed this market down and have reached a point now where they're sensing buyers are in the market and they're throwing in the towel, I would say, or capitulating, and just they want to be done with the property. Certainly that's not the case pervasively, but there are examples of that. There are also some distress sales, and there are also some foreclosed sales.
Foreclosures in Aspen, huh?
It's certainly a headline-grabbing news item. We do have foreclosures, certainly not like the rest of the country, but people here have been affected by this downturn just as in anywhere else.
Does the uptick that you're seeing tell us anything about real estate beyond Aspen?
The Aspen market, which I'm describing as the Upper Roaring Fork Valley market, which is 95% is Aspen and Snowmass. So that's really the resort second home market. Going further down valley, where you have many, many homeowners who are in the trades, who have been affected by this recession, even more so than in Aspen per se. And those communities, Basalt, Carbondale, are still hurting. Inventory is relatively huge. There are sporadic sales. It's starting to pick up a little bit, but certainly not. It's not giving brokers a great sense of confidence that we're going to have a very good spring. There's some tremendous, tremendous deals down there, but of course, the word deal is all relative. Is 30% off a deal or is 50% off a deal?
Does all this mean your job is a bit easier these days?
No, if anything, in fact, my job is much, much more difficult. Sellers are highly stressed. The level of detail that one has to work is considerably more. I just got a request from a client coming in from California in mid-March, and they have a list of 45 properties they want to see. I've never seen anything like that before. Typically, you might show 15, 20 properties, and then the buyer will pull the trigger on something. But this was a list of 45, and I think that's a perfect testament to the amount of increased workload that's involved in just trying to make a sale these days.
Well, Tim, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Ryan.
Tim Esten is a broker with the Aspen firm Mason Morse Real Estate. He also blogs about the real estate scene there at The Esten Report.